Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Exotic booze, there's a bar.
You know, there are some truly wonderful places in the world. It's hard to know that given how goofy the news is. And I guess that's part of the reason why you really need to take a break away. There are so many inexpensive, amazingly inexpensive airfares that it almost doesn't pay to stay home. So grab yourself a couple of days. Just take a little break away. You will find it is a great stress buster, easy for you to say. I'm going to take you off to a fairy tale place that is literally minutes away from the thick of things in downtown Dublin, Clontarf Castle, where they are providing a new amenity for guests that I hope every hotel in the world starts doing for people who come from a different country and maybe are stuck with amazing roaming charges and whatnot. Wait till you hear about this. We're going off to Clontarf Castle in Dublin right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting season at Symphony Hall in Boston. Tickets are on sale at bso.org or by calling 888-266-1200.
I am so happy to have on the line with us live from one of my favorite cities in the world, Dublin, Ireland. What a joy it is to have Stephanie Hayes on the air with us. Now that we've gotten past Labor Day and we are into September, don't think that the travel season has ended domestically, globally, and particularly in Ireland, which is a 12-month destination. And although there are those that will have you think that you should not be traveling in Ireland in December, especially around Christmas, New Year's time, because everyone's on holiday, well, there are some places where indeed you will find places closed for a few days over the Christmas holiday. But that's generally in the countryside and throughout Northern Ireland. But when you get into the big cities like Galway, like Cork, like even Donegal, Dublin, you're going to find places that are open and available and ready to greet you and take good care of you. And we know that because for the last 9 years, we have gone every year for a between 25 and 29 day night stay in Ireland over the Christmas, New Year's from December into January. And one of the wonderful places to stay in Ireland that you really should not miss out on is Clontarf, C-L-O-N-T-A-R-F, Clontarf Castle. It is very conveniently located on the north side of Dublin, and it's about a 10-minute taxi ride into downtown Dublin. You can also hop a bus that's a couple of blocks away and get into Dublin easily that way. And you'll find that you're a hop and a jump from Dublin Airport. So when you're just arriving or the last few nights before you're departing, you might want to spend on that north side making your getaway, especially if you're flying to the U.S. You're probably going to be flying out sometime in the morning, and this way you don't have to worry about rush hour traffic and all that's entailed with trying to compete when everybody's on the road at the same time to get where you want to go. It's a pleasure to have you on the air with us, Stephanie. I know you have new things going on all the time at this very old establishment. Because
absolutely, Stephanie, we sure do. And we're in the height of the season here in Dublin. So a busy time, and we have the Pope's visit to you this coming weekend. So all things happening in Dublin at the moment. But specific to Clontarf Castle, what's new? We're actually currently renovating one of our really nice lounges, which is all day dining, Indigo Lounge. And we just completed a renovation and nights bar as well.
You have to go slower with that, because my audience, if they have not taken the time to look at the photos at travelers411.com in our member photos of Clontarf Castle, or photos that I've posted in various blogs and things that I've written about Clontarf, they don't know. When you say the Indigo Bar, or you say the Knights Bar in particular, a special image is conjured up in my mind, because I know exactly what you're talking about. But for somebody that's never been into Knights Bar, they don't know what an awe-inspiring experience it is walking into what is otherwise a bar. But a bar that feels like
12th century history, for sure.
You feel like Sir Lancelot's going to come out and sit down in his armor and join you before he goes out on his mighty steed to go fight in Clontarf battle of something.
Yeah. Absolutely. Either that or Brian Boru or one of the Templar Knights, for sure.
Why don't you describe the Knights Bar for us? Because that is just an exquisite, unbelievable, the kind of place that you normally have to pay an admission to go in some castle environment just to see this room. And, you know, it's not just an ordinary room. And to go there and have, you know, a light bite or supper or, you know, lunch, or, you know, to have drinks, or just some what our Irish friends would call good crack. And for those of you who are listening for the first time, we're not talking about an illegal drug. We're talking about the word C-R-A-I-C, Irish crack, meaning just, good fun, jokes and laughs and happy times.
It's very, very true now. There's no doubt about it. Look, I guess Knights Bar is very much the heart of the castle. And the building, as you will know, dates back to 1172. So there's been a castle on the grounds here since 1172, although it was remodeled in the 1800s. So you're sitting in a very, very much a time-honoured space with lovely pitched ceilings, stained glass bay windows, and an ambience that would be impossible to recreate. And I guess we, as the castle owners, have a duty of care to make sure it's well maintained and looked after, and provides our guests with this incredible facility right under our very roof.
Is there somebody in the organization that owns Clontarf Castle? Or somebody
We're privately owned by the same gentleman since the 1970s, Jerry Houlihan.
Well, one day you've got to hook me up so I can speak with Jerry Houlihan, because I would love to talk with this chap who has such amazing vision and also clearly a passion to keep the restored past available for people today to be able to enjoy, because I don't think I'd be quite as generous as he is to allow people to come and stay, even though they're paying for their stay. I'd kick everybody out and make it my house. You'd only come on invitation. It would be my invitation only. It's that kind of wonderful, amazing place. But is there anybody in your organization, any department, or, you know, a special person or persons within the company who is out connecting with film companies? Because you have the ideal location and the proper scenic background for somebody to make a film. Whether it's a film
about the past or
the present.
I guess you'd have the little challenge around the key thing that's important to us as Clontarf Castle are our guests, and, you know, their enjoyment and not disturbing them and not impacting on their experience here would be key for us. So we're very careful about filming, and we would do an element of it through Tourism Ireland and some of the publicity offices around the world.
I'm talking about a feature film, and your guests wouldn't be disturbed by it because the film companies come in, they take the place over for 2 or 3 weeks. You know, they pay the rate card. They eat
sure.
in your pub. They eat in your dining rooms and pubs.
Well, look, if Neil Jordan wants to take us over for a couple of weeks, make sure to pass on my number.
I mean, it really would make the ideal location, whether it was a contemporary film about some happy couple on a honeymoon or a romantic interlude or, you know, some, you know, girls getaway and the adventure that they have at Clontarf Castle. Because in reality, I mean, I could write the story just in my head without even having to commit it to paper. Because imagine sitting in one of the snugs off the lobby area, those little like little loop corners where there's a wonderful chair or two or a table for 2 to 6
yeah.
or 8 or 10 people, and leaning against a wall where something crumbles a bit and out comes something encased in tin that was soldered together a thousand years ago, and busy reading that there's a treasure map somewhere in the, you know, that leads you to something in the castle. I mean, it's all there.
Sure.
It's all there and waiting.
Many nooks and crannies. It's very much that old medieval setting for sure. And
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back and continue our conversation about what's cooking at Clontarf Castle in Dublin, Ireland. And we're going to do that after these important messages. So pay attention, people. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie.
You can tell her that I told you that I'm tired of castles in the air. I've got a dream. I want the world to share in castle walls. Just lead me to despair. The hills of forest green where the mountains touch the sky. A dream come true. I'll live there till I die. I'm asking you to say my last goodbye. The love we knew ain't worth another try.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak. The historic Great Dome car is here. Traveling between Albany, New York and Montreal, experience panoramic views this fall foliage season. And take 15% off your adventure at Amtrak.com.
Well, in the merry month of May, now from me home, I started left the girls and two were nearly broken hearted.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled to have on the line with me Stephanie Abrams, who is the Director of Sales and Marketing at Clontarf Castle in Dublin, Ireland, and it's actually in Clontarf, which is a charming residential community that wraps around the downtown area that is Dublin. So you're a 10-minute taxi ride. There's a bus stop a couple of blocks away that's a fairly quick and interesting sightseeing mechanism to get yourself from Clontarf Castle to Dublin. But it, you feel like you're removed from all the hustle and bustle of, you know, big city life that you'd find in any big city. And especially when you enter the grounds, you come off the main road and you pass this darling little gatekeeper's cottage that I could make a home very easily to make me happy and live there forever. And you drive past that on this little circuitous driveway, and then there you are in front of this magnificent fortress of a castle, Clontarf Castle. And I promise you it will live up to your expectations. Now, you've got new stuff going on. That's why I said to you, you got to come on the air and share this with us. What's happening?
Absolutely. We always have new stuff going on, Stephanie.
Well,
it never, ever stops, which is great. We have some really nice new guest amenities, including our very recently launched handy phone. So every room at Clontarf Castle has a mobile phone within the room that guests can use during their stay at Clontarf Castle to make international and local calls, for internet connection, free 3G, 4G. There's a city guide on it as well. And I guess, number one, it's the convenience of having access to a mobile phone while they're here, but also being able to call home, check in with loved ones at no cost. So that's a really nice guest amenity that we've only just installed, and the feedback has been wonderful on those.
Oh, it has to be. It has to be. There is, you know, we've all, except for the rare few, gotten so used to having a computerized device available on our person wherever we go. So if you want to know anything from the accurate what time is it here to what time is it there, to, you know, where to go shopping for certain items, or, you know, where to go and have a snack, or what's playing at the Abbey Theater, or, you know, what time do the museums close, and just all the kinds of information that
at your fingertips.
And not having to worry that you've got some crazy roaming charges from your mobile company while you're traveling in Ireland. So to have this while you are a guest in residence at Clontarf Castle, is such a wonderful amenity, a fabulous convenience, and the fact that, I don't ever say again, Stephanie, that it's at no cost. It is at a cost to the hotel. It is at no cost to the guests.
It is. It's at our cost, but wonderful guests benefit. Yeah.
I have to share this with you because there are times where I will contact a destination or a hotel or an attraction or, you know, some company in the travel industry that I think is interesting and that I would be interested in talking with. And I think that my listeners would be interested in hearing about. And I'll call them up and I'll tell them, you know, I'd love to have you on the air with me and maybe we can sort out a date and whatever. And I really get offended when people say to me, is there a cost? And yeah, there is an enormous cost. However, we're picking it up because we've just invited you as our guest. And so, no, there's no cost to you, but you get frightened if I tell you what it costs us. So out of my budget. So, you know, it's important that people know. Now, this is not just a free service that you happen to attach yourself to. This is something where you've gone out and you've purchased all these phones and you've made them proactively involved in whatever the cellular system is so that they have the opportunity to make and receive phone calls and do all the things they do with their mobile phone at home. It's fabulous.
Pretty much. It's very true.
It's fabulous.
It is. It is. It's great.
When
it's
did you
really,
start
really great.
This? When did you start this?
Only in the last few weeks, so they're hot off the press. Very, very new and very, very well received. And we've a really nice new guest pack that each of our leisure guests receive now when they arrive, which is just, it's a three-piece, beautifully presented piece, which has an Explore Clontarf, which, as you know, is a gorgeous coastal suburb just right on the outskirts of the city, only a mile and a half from downtown. It also has the history of the castle. So all of these wonderful stories dating back from 1016 and the Battle of Clontarf to Bram Stoker to
the
Knights Templar and the Vernon family who resided in the castle for more than 300 years. Lots of interesting pieces and an art map, which guests can enjoy to take them around the collection of 40 contemporary art pieces around the building. It's a really nice pack that they get handed to them as part of our check-in experience for location, history, and the art at the castle.
And I have to tell you, the art is a very, very fine quality and interest. And I would find when we were in residence at Clontarf Castle the last time, which I'm going to say probably was in May, it was either March or May, but I think it was May.
Yeah, it was recent. Yeah.
When I left our suite and I'd make a left turn down that hallway toward the elevator, there at the corner was a painting on the wall. Not that big, maybe 12 inches tall and 20 inches wide or 18 inches wide, something like that. And it was owls in hats.
Oh, yeah, it's now, very cute. It's
I have
very
to, well, you know,
different.
I stopped and I looked at every, you know, my husband would say to me, what took you so long? When I'd run back to the room to pick up, you know, something, my iPad or a sweater or something. And he'd say, what took you so long? I have to stop and look at more of the artwork I haven't had a chance to really look at yet.
Sure.
So,
that's what it's supposed to do, raise a smile and a little element of surprise around every corner.
But look at how that one painting, when you say artwork, that painting pops out first in my memory and connects me in a special way with a happy moment looking at these owls in hats. And the picture is adorable. It's hilarious. It's well done. And it's, you know, while I'm sure it's meant to evoke a smile or a giggle, it's very serious artwork. It isn't some cartoony thing, you know.
It's very well done. But again, it is to raise a smile, create a memory, and add to an experience for sure.
Well, and the other thing is that years ago, I used to teach classes in the adult education courses at a local high school where we lived. And I taught guitar. I taught something called creative wall hanging. It was my escape in the evening. Good night, children. Good night, husband. I'm out the door doing my own thing. And I really love doing it. But one of the, in the creative wall hanging things, you know, I used to talk about if you're going to make something wonderful, especially things that most people think of as looking like a rug, don't put it on the floor to people put their feet on it. Hang it on the wall. And so I have a particular affection for a wall hanging in your lobby, and we're going to talk about that right after this.
When there is umphah drinking, they hear the lassie smile, laughing all the while at me curious style, with such a heart above him. He asked me, was I hired and wages I required, till I was almost tired of the rug. He rode to double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with car checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit getprotected.com. That's getprotected.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
When Jeremy Lanigan, but don't wait till he hadn't issued.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Stephanie Hayes, who is acting as spokesperson today for Clontarf Castle in Dublin, Ireland. And I was mentioning the artwork around the building with Stephanie. And this is the Stephanie Hour, by the way, and Stephanie Squared. And I was talking particularly as we ended the last segment about the wall hanging in the lobby reception area, which is probably what, 3 stories high? It's this big cathedral ceilinged area within the castle, and there's a big stone wall, and hanging down from almost the very top to almost the very bottom, there are two scroll-like pieces of fabric that are covered in appliques of other fabric and embroideries that kind of give a history of the castle.
There's two really lovely pieces, and I guess one is the ancient history of the castle, dating back to when the castle was built on the grounds, back to the Battle of Clontarf, back to the Templar Knights, Brian Boru, the Vernon family, who were the residents of the castle for 300 years, right through to the current day and the current owners, and Phil Linnett, who wrote a song about us, and all of this more like pop art culture, the contemporary culture. So two very different pieces, the ancient history and the more contemporary history as well. So a really nice balance, but they're beautifully done in amazing fabrics and draped against the ancient castle walls.
Right, and there's a fireplace there that's always roaring, and there is
complete with gargoyles, absolutely.
And there's lovely seating, and there are always people there with some wonderful drink in their hand, enjoying just sitting beside the fireplace and chatting, and it's a very genial spot. And it's almost immediately when you walk in, maybe 30 or 40 feet, or it would be about 10 meters, into the lobby area, that goes off to the right of you when you walk straight ahead, and there's the reception desk. So it's right in the midst of everything. It's the cheeriest, loveliest welcome. And then there's suit of armor kind of
The knights yes. Protecting the castle for sure.
Well,
yeah,
I've cozied up to one or two of them to have a picture taken. It's like the perfect spot.
I'm sure they loved every minute of that.
You mentioned somebody wrote a song about Clontarf Castle. Who was that?
They did. Phil Linnett of Thin Lizzy. He probably one of the most famous Irish bands of all time. And he wrote a song. He was actually local to this area, about the Lonely Ranger at Clontarf Castle. But I guess we've got a real association with the arts here. George Frederick Handel premiered Messiah while staying at Clontarf Castle and dating one of the Vernon ladies. So again, that lovely mix of the more contemporary arts connection to that ancient connection dating all the way back to Handel.
Wow. Oh, every time I talk to you, I learn something new. Well, that's marvelous. Do you have an archivist or a historian for the castle?
We do. We work with another local gentleman who put together the history of the castle for us. So there's been quite a few people involved.
Here's my story. The next time I come to visit, do you think you can try to organize a meeting for me to meet him?
I can most certainly try.
Well, I would appreciate that. So you
we
and
would
I
do anything for your good self, Stephanie.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. So yeah, we're gonna try to work that out so that I actually get to meet this person, because I am sure there's all kinds of stuff I'm completely unaware of, even though I am completely smitten with Clontarf Castle. So thank you so much, and we're gonna be talking again soon, and I'll be sending you an email with regard to that little bit of mischief for the Stephanie Abrams Travel Fairy Godmother.
Fantastic.
Little plan I've got afoot. So, all right. Well, thank you. I know you have to run, and I appreciate
you
joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, love.
Okay.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Buckle your seatbelt and tune in to Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast weekly on Sundays in the 5 p.m. Eastern time slot. For a list of cities and stations where Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams will air, visit Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and biztv.com. If you're traveling, check local listings in cities including New York, Boston, Miami, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Nashville, Los Angeles, and more.
I am so happy that we have time in this hour to follow up on the interview we did in the first hour today with Antonio Korosek, who's the general manager of Ocean House, located in Watch Hill, Rhode Island. And when we left off with her at the end of the last hour, she was telling us about the Artist in Residence program, or Artisans in Residence program. And we're lucky enough to be able to have caught up with David Zapotka, who is the current and first, apparently, in this program of doing something other than, you know, just people who paint kind of a thing. So, David, you're a photographer?
I am, and it's sort of it's a hobby turned profession, if you will. I spent 40 years shooting network television, but all that while still maintaining my hobby status as a photographer. But about 5 years ago, started a project shooting just a few local lighthouses at night under the stars, just giving it a shot and seeing whether or not I could actually capture stars above the lighthouses. And with the latest digital cameras, we're able to capture amazing pictures. I was just amazed myself. I was sort of screaming like a child when I captured the first one of a lighthouse not too far from where we live in Rhode Island. But then I started shooting more and more, and then I got permission from the Coast Guard to go on their properties throughout New England. And now I've traveled to 15 states shooting. As of now, I've shot 150 lighthouses at night, and not all of them
only at night?
Have. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What made you decide to shoot only at night?
Well, I just we have a lighthouse near us, and I thought, wouldn't it be great just to see if I could get that shot of the lighthouse at night? I'd never seen a picture of a lighthouse at night, which is ironic. And if you think of any lighthouse picture that you've seen, or one of your favorite lighthouses, think of whether or not you've seen that at night, and it's likely you haven't.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is the time when a lighthouse needs to function is nighttime.
Correct.
Because in daytime, correct, you don't need a lighthouse. If we had 24
right,
hours of daylight, there'd be absolutely no reason to have a lighthouse. So,
right, but think of the irony of that, that we don't have the pictures, and that's because
isn't that
film couldn't do this kind of work.
That is fascinating. And so are you working on the grounds of, or are you presenting your photographic work on the grounds of the Ocean House in Watch Hill, Rhode Island?
I am. So the weekend, we have 9 events. There's coffee and tea in the morning with gallery showing. And then the big event, both for Friday and Saturday night when I'm there, and that's doing a workshop at the Watch Hill Lighthouse, which is only about a quarter mile away, shooting it at night and under the stars. So it's showing guests and transient folks who come in and decide they want to attend the workshop. They can watch as I scamper about and shoot the lighthouse, and they can join in as well. I welcome anyone who has a good camera to come along and see what it is we do.
So wait
a minute. And by the way, Stephanie, I want to add that I grew up in Watch Hill. And I, at one time, was a waiter at the Ocean House over 40 years ago. So for me, it's coming back to this beautiful new hotel, because, as you know, they tore the hotel down and rebuilt it. And it's striking. The property is just unbelievable. But for me, it's a homecoming, because I spent my youth wandering the halls and chasing rich girls and so forth. So it was a lot of fun.
Did that work out for you?
My wife would think otherwise, but no, of course, that was before I met her. But no, it was fun. We used to have bonfires on the beach with Sam Fazzara, who was the lifeguard then, and he's now the ambassador for the beach. He's still with the Ocean House 40 years later.
Wow.
Sam's a great guy, and he was a family friend. And, you know, really, we love Sam, and he's such an icon in Watch Hill. That if you go to the Ocean House, you've got to stop and see Sam Fazzara.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. And the first thing I want to talk about is, you said, you know, people can come, you know, and bring their camera. And I want to talk to you a little bit about, because, you know, traveling and having a camera have always gone hand in hand, although more people rely now on their cell phones to be their camera. And I'm sure that leaves great limitations. So I think maybe we ought to explore a little bit about the whole business of traveling with a camera. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, December 6th through New Year's Eve. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Plan on visiting historic Boston this holiday season and make the Boston Pops at Symphony Hall one of your stops. Your family will love it. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in Miami Beach, South Beach, Florida, where you'll join Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik, for a Meet the Author chat. Stephanie will read an excerpt of her acclaimed novel, Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, she'll be happy to answer your questions, too. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, with travel expert and author Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room. Email Stephanie. Let her know you'll be in attendance. Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's Stephanie@sabrams.com. Be there, or they'll start rumors about you.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19. Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
BizTalk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have David Zapotka on the line with me. He is the artisan in residence at the Ocean House Hotel in, they just like to call it Ocean House, in Watch Hill, Rhode Island, a marvelous, wonderful Relay and Chateau property that's won all kinds of awards. And David is interesting because he's not your yet again another watercolor or oil painter. He's actually a photographer. He has a book published, and the name of your book is?
Stars and Lights, Darkest of Dark Nights.
Stars and Lights. How about that? Darkest of Dark Nights. All right. And what turned on your fascination to lighthouses?
The interesting thing is that when we moved to our town in 1993, there was this old, sad lighthouse that I used to photograph for the first few years, and they announced it was going to be renovated in 2001. I went to the group and said, hey, I'll do a documentary on the renovation. I did that, and then they turned around and asked me if I'd be the president. So since 2004, I became a preservationist, and we helped save this lighthouse. Then we established a license plate for the state of Rhode Island, and we raised over $200,000 by selling those license plates to keep the lighthouse looking nice and new. We repainted it last year. So I come to it as a preservationist, and that's where I met Coast Guard personnel. So when I started shooting a few lighthouses at night, they were amazed at the pictures, and they sort of buoyed my spirits, if you will. They got me going because I said, Dave, you should go to this lighthouse, and we'll give you the keys to the Warwick Neck Lighthouse. And after that, I worked up the chain of command to the admiral of all of New England, and she allowed me on any property that the Coast Guard owned, which is sometimes difficult to get onto. So I had this great access. And then from there, I started asking private owners of lighthouses, because many of them are now privately owned, and they started giving me access to go on their properties. So it just kept going and going until I had to decide what to do with these pictures, and so I put them together in book form, and it's a self-published book, but publishing world is a different beast these days, so that's not a bad way to go. But the book is 130 images of the lighthouses and the stories of their adventures and capture and research and everything else that goes into having to shoot them.
Oh, wow. Wow. I wanted to ask you about cameras.
Sure.
we have a local amateur photographer in Berkshire County named Charles Flint, who has a wonderful eye, and he takes marvelous pictures, really artistic pictures, on his cell phone and posts them online, both on his website and some collective website of people in Berkshire County, Massachusetts, who like to do that sort of thing. But, you know, it seems to me that if you really want to get serious pictures, as you do, you probably don't want to use your cell phone to do that. So what would your recommendations be?
There are plenty of newer, less expensive cameras, smaller cameras that are digital, that you can do the work manually. The issue becomes having control over light. And that's the drawback of most cell phones, that you take a picture, and certainly they're beautiful during the day, although if it were backlit or if you had some lighting issues, it would be more problematic. The cell phones are getting better and better every generation. Digital cameras are getting smaller and better every generation. But do people want to carry an extra camera? I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I do that all the time myself. But so many of us have packed away the film cameras and packed away even the earlier generations of digital cameras, that it's a dying art, which is sad, because how many people no longer have albums, but they just pull out a phone and you see all these pictures? But what happens if you drop your phone in the water, or you're not connected to the cloud, or it hasn't been backed up? Then you start losing those images. So I don't have a problem with, you know, having a film camera, but the big problem with that is that processing is now disappearing. So they've sort of forced everyone to go into digital. But when you have a digital camera, you have better lenses, you have better lights to use with those cameras. So there's some stuff that just should never be packed away, as far as I'm concerned, from an artistic point of view. But I also carry a cell phone myself, and I, you know, will take a picture with my cell phone camera. It won't compare to what I can do with my regular DSLR, but as Annie Leibovitz said, the best camera that you have is the one that you have on you. So you have to sometimes go with that and take that advice. It's better than not having a picture, but I carry my DSLRs because I know I'm going to do higher-end artistic work with it. And so it's become more of a niche when you have an old-fashioned, if you will, camera.
You mentioned that you have been given the go-ahead to take your act on the road and see what you can do about photographing American lighthouses at night. And
yes, so because of my connections with being a preservationist, and having shot many lighthouses in the Northeast, I made some really important connections with the United States Lighthouse Society. They've loved what I'm doing, and my collection thus far of the 150 lighthouses that I've shot will become the foundation of the USA Stars and Lights, to be based at the United States Lighthouse Society office in Point No Point, Washington. And from there, I will build on that collection, and they will administer the pictures. I will still retain copyright, but they will be allowed to disseminate those pictures to people worldwide, should people choose to decide to want to use one of my photographs, let's say as a fundraiser, or just, you know, just use them for general purpose. It's a win-win for them and for me, because I now gain access to their incredibly large database of research and information about lighthouses nationwide. I was doing all that research myself in order to get onto properties. And then they get the collection to use in their vast archive of historical pictures. And for me, also, it becomes a legacy because another 40 years I won't be here, and that's a good place for it to live for an eternity.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us. For those of you that are particularly interested in lighthouses and photographing them and learning more about David Zapotka's work, go have a good, firm look at what's going on at the Ocean House in Watch Hill, Rhode Island, and go check out his website. It's, what is it, starsandlighthouses.com?
That's correct, starsandlighthouses.com, all plural and spelled out.
Well, thank you for joining us. Thanks for joining us this hour. Next hour, we're going off to the Isle of Man. Stay with me. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.